We're on the bottom of Tzadikeyom at base. Boy of Yosef, Doch gut mei meis in biochlu ein murei Pesach, abo betuma. Tomei meis ate the emurim of the Korban Pesach, which were supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, and normally there is two isur, really. One, a zar who ate the emurim is over on Zorus, and he's also over on Tuma. So here, since normally the basar is asur because of Tuma, and here it's mutter, so maybe the emurim also has no chiyuv karis. Again, it's asur, but maybe the chiyuv karis isn't there. Mahu. The ishtri Tuma's basar, ishtri nomi Tuma's emurim, Odilma my ishtri ishtri, my low ishtri ishtri. Since the Tuma's basar is mutter, so the karis goes away from Tuma's emurim, or maybe not. Amarava michti, Tuma's emurim mehechlis rabbi, Mitumas Basar. Where do we know the whole Isser of eating a murim bituma? That's only because of a ribui from Basar. Dechsiv asher l'ashem l'rabos asrei murim. Right? A person who's tumah who eats mi kadoshim asher l'ashem. So we learn from there, even the part that asher l'ashem, not only the part that you're normally allowed to eat, or you're not allowed to eat if you're tumah, even the part you don't normally eat, and goes to the rabbanim from also yichayv karis. Kol heicha de isa l'tumas basar, isa l'tumas emurim. Kol heicha de lesa l'tumas basar, lesa l'tumas emurim. Therefore, wherever the isur of tumas basar applies, so the kares of tumas isurim also applies, of tumas emurim also applies. But over here, since the isur of eating the korban betumah is lifted, because it's a korban pesach haba betumah, so therefore the kares is lifted also if you happen to eat the emurim wrongly. Rashi, mahu mi mechayve mishum ochle kodshim betuma or lo? If you eat emurim, are you chayev koresh because of ochle kodshim betuma or not? Ishtri nomi tumas emurim, the lo mechayev behu mishum tuma. The afa gav dasirim mishum zoris, the chal zor lo yochal kodesh, anyway, it's going to be osir. But the question is it going to be osir with this ishtri koresh or not? Nichti. Ochle emurim betuma mehechis rabbi lechiuva. So Rava says, where do we know, how do we know that if you eat the emurim betumah that you're chayiv, mitumas basar, dechshiv gabi ochel basar betumas haguf, asher l'ashem, l'rabos esrei emurim. It says, me basar kodesh, asher l'ashem. V'hanefesh asher tochal basar mizevach hashvamim, asher l'ashem. So mizevach hashvamim is going on the part that you're allowed to eat, but if you eat a betumah, you're chayiv koris. But asher l'ashem is even the part you're not allowed to eat. That goes l'ashem, also you're chayiv. So therefore, it's only where the Isser of Tumas Basar is intact, is there an Isser of Tumas Emurim. But over here, since Tumas Basar is lifted, the Kares of the Emurim is also lifted. Barab Zera, Emurei Pesach Mitzrayim. Heicha, so there's a Shaila over here that the Achronim clear, right, is that only Tumei Nesim that eat the Emurim? What if a Zav or a Zava eats the Emurim? Right, so it's a svara to say that we said before that if a zav ate the korban, the tuma, even though it wasn't mutter, since it's mutter to others, right, so therefore the karis goes away from him. But it's a two-step thing. And therefore, really, he is not allowed to, what's it called, the karis of him is only because it's two steps away. So maybe the emurim is also now three steps away. So for him, the karis would remain. Or no. What, since we're saying that somebody can eat the tuma, so even and the Zav wouldn't be Chayiv Koresh if he ate Bituma, so the Emurim also not. And the Maskana, they pretty much hold that it applies across the board. Since there are those that could eat Bituma, even those people who are not allowed to eat Bituma aren't Chayiv Koresh if they do, and aren't Chayiv Koresh even on Emurim if they do. Boyreb Zera, Emurei Pesach Mitzrayim, Heicha Akterinu. Zera said, where were they makter the Emurim of Pesach Mitzrayim? There was no Mizbeach. Right, Amalei Abayu Man Leimalon Delo Shviski Avud. So Rashi says Shviski Avud. They roasted the whole thing. There was no mizbeach. They sprinkled the dam on the Shnei HaMezuzos VeLamashkov. That was like the mizbeach in place, but there was no place to be Machter Emurim. So they ate it. Right. So they roasted the whole thing and ate it, or maybe not. Another pshat in Shaviski is that that they burnt
those parts Lashem. They didn't put them on a Mizbeach, but the Emurim that normally go on the Mizbeach, they burnt Lashem. The old Hatanah of Yosef, Gimel Mizbeachos Hayusham. There were three Mizbeachos Lagabe the Dam, Zrikas Adam, Ala Maskop, Yashriya Mezuzos. The Su Midiachrin, Lohati. There was no other thing to take the place of Mizbeach. There's a Yonas Menuziel who says that the Rabbanu Shem took Klal Yisrael to the Makom HaNikdash, Leil Pesach. The whole Klal Yisrael were transported there, and that's where they make Korban Pesach, in the Makom HaMizbeach, and they burnt the Emurim on the Makom HaMizbeach. Okay, whatever that means, physically, not physically, but that's what the Yonas Menuziel says. But our Gemara obviously didn't hold like that. Our Gemara held that they made the whole Korban in Mitzrayim, and there was no Mizbeach, and either, according to Rashi, they didn't do anything with the Emurim. Or, according to others, they burnt them, but not on a Mizbeach. Lashem. Rashi. Heche Akterinu, Shelo Husker Bo Mizbeach. They didn't build a Mizbeach in Mitzrayim. Shiviski Basar Tzli Bishvu. So they roasted it. They had a barbecue, even on the Emurim. Gimel Mizbechos Lahazor Sadam, Avala Haktoris Emurim, Mohesh Mizbeach. The Torah mentions what they did with the Dam, but there was no Mizbeach for the Emurim. Okay, let's go on. Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim lePesach Doros. What's the difference between that first Pesach they made in Mitzrayim and the Pesach that applies every year after that, at least from the time they came into Eretz Yisrael? Because really the Korban Pesach was not meant to be brought in the Midbar. There's only one Korban Pesach that was brought in the Midbar. And after that, it was supposed to be when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you start, resume making Korban Pesach. So what's the difference between Pesach they made in Mitzrayim and the Pesach that they made from then on? Pesach Mitzrayim Mifko Mibo'asar. Pesach Mitzrayim, you had to separate it, L'shem Korban Pesach. You didn't have to be Makdish it. The Achronim bring Rais, we'll see you later, that you don't have to be Makdish the Korban. Even if the Kalach is Mikho Bo'asar, you had to buy it and designate it for Korban Pesach. But you didn't have to be Makdish it yet, L'shem Korban Pesach. But it had to be designated specifically, this is the korban I'm going to use on the next and on the 14th. So it had to be bought on the 10th. The tone has zor, ba'agudas ezov, v'al hamashkop yashdeh mezuzos. And you had to sprinkle the blood with a clump of hyssop on the two mezuzos, on the mashkop of the house where you're going to eat it. The nechob b'chibazon had to be eaten quickly, b'layla echad, one night, Pesach Doros noi kol shiva, and Pesach Doros is all 7 days, which Gemara is going to ask, obviously, Pesach is only one night, anywhere, not only in Mitzrayim. So what does it mean? It was one night in Mitzrayim and 7 days for then on. That the Gemara is going to speak about. Rashi. Nikomi ba'asar, Omer zeh l'shem Pesach. Right? This I'm separating and buying l'shem Pesach. But again, it doesn't have to be actually to be makdish it. On the 10th day, you have to buy the korban and designate it for korban Pesach. Okay, Menolan, how do you know that what's it called Pesach Mitzrayim had to be bought on the 10th day of Nisan? Right? Says what's it called? The Yikhu. Now they should take it, but not Ladoros. Rashi. The Chodesh Hazeh. Rashi. Okay. Elamiata v'hoyel lachem l'mishmeres at arbos or yom l'chodesh hazeh. Hachinami zeton biker dalad yom nekodem shchita vein acher ton biker. Right. There's another halacha. It's not the same halacha. There's a halacha that had to be taken in Mitzrayim on the 10th. That halacha doesn't apply Ladoros. But the halacha that it needs to be checked for mumin 4 days minimum before you bring it, that halacha applies l'doros too. So the chorif, you have to check it for mumin 4 days before, you have to take it already and designate it for korban Pesach. No. Rashi says you could take 3 or 4 of them and check them all and not designate any one of them specifically for korban Pesach till you shecht it on the 14th. But you checked the one that you shechted for 4 days. But you never designated any of them specifically for Korban Pesach. So how do I? So if, since it says the Ezra Lachodesh Hazeh is memayit only this month, in other words, this year, but not future years, so then the halacha bikur also it says hazeh. So maybe that shouldn't apply to doros either. V'atanya ben bagbag omer, menayim l'tomid, shetom bikr dalad yomim korban shechita. How do you know the korban atomid needs to be checked 4 days before you shecht it, what's it called, for a mumen? You have to check it for 4 days, so it doesn't have a mumen. Shenema tishmeru lahakriv li b'moado, tishmeru, right? Guard it, be careful, check it for a mumen. Ulahalan omer, v'hoyo lachem l'mishmeres arar bosar, like korban Pesach, it says l'mishmeres. Ma lahalan tom bikur dalad yomim kodem shechita, afkan tom bikur dalad yomim kodem shechita. Right? See, Samar says, no, Shani Hasan, the see Tishmeru. By Talmud it says Tishmeru, and we learn from Pesach Mitzrayim that it needs Bikur Dalad Yomim. Right? Upesach Doros Nomi Oksiv Avaritos Avoda Hazos Bachodesh Hazeh, Shukol Avodos Chodesh Ekazeh. By Pesach Doros it says that all the Avodos of Nisan should be the same, whether it's, what's it called, Pesach Mitzrayim or Pesach Doros. Elahu Hazeh Lemute Pesach Sheini, Dechavoseh. Now, it comes to exclude the Hazeh, the Chodesh Hazeh, only this month, but not in a different month, meaning Pesach Sheni. And Pesach Sheni is what's it called, doesn't need Bikur Dalad Yomim. Rashi, the Mishmeres, Bikur, Shelo Yebo Mum, Vakur Nosol Kol Arbo, Uksiv Hazeh, Hachinami, the Mamati Pesach Doros, the Chol Shar Korbanos. I might think that you're Mamai, all other Korbanos, Korbanos Sibur. Right, from Bikur, and that's not true. Korban, what's it called? Korban Atomid needs Bikur, and Korban Pesach also. Malahalan, the Chihechi Ledoros Betomid Boy Bikur, who Adin Vali Le Pesach Doros. Just like the Korban Atomid needs Bikur, surely Pesach Doros needs Bikur. The Rambam learns this Sugya differently, and he holds a Pesach Doros, those Taka doesn't need Bikur. U Pesach Doros Nami Benichusa. Shukol Avodah Shal Chodesh Zekozeh. Kol Pischei Doros Hukshu Zelozeh. All the psachim that you're going to bring from Anan are hukash to Pesach Mitzrayim. But regarding certain halachas, there's miyutim, that those things specifically don't apply. But wherever there's not a miyut, whatever applied to Pesach Mitzrayim applies to Pesach Doros. The high hazeh, I, this is miyut over here, hazeh, chodesh hazeh,